The cover story on the current issue of Time magazine draws a direct analogy between the Second World War and the challenge of global warming. Provocative enough. But the cover itself is generating protest. It features a variation of one of the most iconic images of the World War II, the famous Joe Rosenthal photograph of the flag raising on Iwo Jima, without the flag. Instead, we see Marines planting a tree. Something else is different. Time's signature red border is gone, replaced by a green one. Some veterans call the cover a disgrace and disrespectful. Some media critics say the magazine's story is more advocacy than journalism. On the opinion page this week, Time's deputy managing editor joins us to talk about the controversy. We want to hear from those of you who've seen the cover and read the article. Are they appropriate or do they go too far? Our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org, and you can join the conversation on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. And joining us from our bureau in New York is Romesh Ratsanar, and he's Time's deputy managing editor. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thanks for having me.
And the second paragraph of the special report on the environment reads, in part, "The steady deterioration of the very climate of our very planet is becoming a war of the first order, and by any measure, the U.S. is losing. Indeed, if we're fighting at all, and by most accounts we're not, we're fighting on the wrong side," which is strong stuff, and you may be right about all that, but doesn't that read more like an editorial than a news story?
Well, what we try to do every week at Time is not just make sense of the big ideas facing the world, but also try to give readers some way to think about them and sometimes provide a strong point of view. And this isn't the first time we've done that. What we had decided to do with this story is try to say, okay, there's a rough consensus in the world that global warming is happening, that something needs to be done, and that dramatic steps need to be taken if we're going to get to a point where we have this problem under control. What would it take for the United States to actually tackle the climate crisis? And so we went about trying to lay out a blueprint for a kind of national strategy, backed up by reporting by our environment writer, Brian Walsh. And I think the result is a clear and defensible blueprint for how you would go about tackling climate change if we were to make it a national priority.
If we were to make it a national priority, which Time magazine clearly thinks we ought to do.
Well, I think that we believe that the climate crisis is one that is going to be affecting us, affecting our planet. We're seeing the consequences every day. To some extent, the food crisis we're watching unfold around the world has some roots in global warming. So we do believe this is a subject that we need to be tackling as a nation and coming up with better strategies to fight.
And Romesh Ratnasar, but is that journalism or is that advocacy?
Well, I mean, I think if we were simply writing an editorial that was not backed up by reporting, journalism, intensive study of the issue, then I would say that would tilt toward advocacy. But what we've done is do a kind of reported analysis of this problem. It's an issue that we have studied and our writers have studied and written about over the years, and it's one we feel very comfortable with.
Also then, about the cover, was there some discussion of this idea that it might be offensive to some people?
Well, we felt that the story that we were publishing and our view of this issue merited this choice of taking a enduring symbol, an image of American patriotism, of American heroism and national purpose, essentially saying that through this image, saying that the same kind of commitment is going to be needed if we were to solve the global warming crisis. So we didn't intend to, nor did we feel that we did offend in any way by publishing this cover using this image.
Well, clearly you did offend some people. I mean, Marine Corps veterans of Iwo Jima have called it disgusting, disrespectful.
Some of the criticisms that I've seen, and I've not read all the criticisms of the cover, although we're aware that there are some, have specifically raised the question of whether the global warming issue is comparable to the fight against fascism and Japanese imperialism in World War II. Obviously, those are debatable issues that reasonable people can disagree about. But I have seen some of the criticisms essentially say that global warming is not a crisis, that it's an invented fact. It's not backed up by the science. And I disagree with that. And I think we, the editors of Time, disagree with it. And our government disagrees with it.
Let's get some listeners on the conversation. Our guest is Romesh Ratnasar, the deputy managing editor of Time magazine. On its cover this week, Time magazine replaced the flag in the iconic picture of the Marine flag raising on Mount Suribachi in Iwo Jima, replaced the flag with a tree, and then wrote a long article about the best ways the United States can join the fight against global warming. If you'd like to join the conversation, 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. Let's begin with Everett, and Everett is with us from Sheldon in Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, please.
I find it disgusting. I didn't even bother to open up and read the article. My father, all his brothers, my mother's brothers were all in World War II, and it was like spitting in their face. They died for the right for this man to put this on this magazine, but he might as well be the Enquirer, because all it was just sensationalism. Gunk, and I am highly offended, and I am just entirely ashamed of Time magazine. I don't read it anymore.
All right, Everett. Thanks very much for the call. Any response to Romesh Ratnasar?
I think the caller is entitled to his opinion, and once again, the choice of the cover image was done to convey the argument that we make in the story, which is that if we were to solve the global warming crisis, and you may not agree that it's a crisis, but if you do, what we argue is that it will require a kind of commitment by the country that is comparable to what we have committed in past struggles, including World War II. In my mind, I think if you read our story, you'll find that it's intensely patriotic. We believe in American ideas. We believe in the will of the United States. And we believe that the United States is capable of meeting this challenge as we have others in our past.
Here's an email from Melissa in Denver, Colorado. With all due respect to the veterans, their complaints are ridiculous. This image is already one of the most parodied photographs of the 20th century. Moreover, global warming is arguably just as large a crisis as Hitler's Germany. You could argue even larger. I don't always agree with Time magazine, but this time they've got it right. And she's certainly right on that first point. This is not the first time that image has been used for effect.
That's right. And you know, images, even iconic images, as we all know, have been altered, have been manipulated in various ways. They enter the popular culture and are reinterpreted constantly. And I don't think this is the first time that's happened with this image. And I think it's the kind of thing that it happens. It's part of our culture.
Let's talk with Constantine, in New Ringo, Pennsylvania.
Oh, hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, please.
I actually say that I'm appalled at what I just heard about someone being offended by an item which is as urgent and more so than World War II. So I just can't imagine confusing the two. And in fact, that image of Iwo Jima was a staged event. That was a fake image itself. It was a recreation. But I'm very pleased that Time...
Just a correction. It was not a recreation. It was the second flag raising. But go ahead.
I'm sorry.
It was not a recreation. It was a second flag raising. But go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very pleased that Time has taken an advocacy position with regard to this subject. It's long past due that those institutions of our society take a position that sort of improves the chances of human race surviving unscathed over the next several hundred years. I think more such institutions and more such influence centers should take up the call. So this is a reason to get my Time subscription. I lapsed at one point and I haven't gone back, and I think it's a wonderful thing. May we hear it from all corners, because I think our mutual survival is everyone's consideration. It's one boat and we're all in it.
Time Magazine managing editor Richard Stengel, in an interview on Morning Joe on MSNBC, I guess it was last week, said, quote, "I think I've since I've been back at the magazine, I felt that one of the things that's needed in journalism is you have to have a point of view about things. You can't always just say on the one hand, on the other, and you decide. People trust us to make decisions. We're experts in what we do. So I thought, you know what, if we really feel strongly about something, let's just say so." And Ramesh Ratnasar, Time Magazine has hardly, this is not the first time that they've written a long article about global warming.
No, in fact, we were one of the first magazines who put this issue on the map in the national consciousness when we made the planet Earth, the endangered Earth, the planet of the year in the 1980s. We have been doing special issues on the environment for several years now, and we have focused on the climate crisis in particular as an issue that we believe our readers need to understand, need to know how to deal with in their own lives, and in this particular story, need to know how we can go about fixing it and solving the problem. So the environment and the issue of global warming is not something that is new to Time and to Time readers. I think it's something that we've been following for, some time.
Some people might be a little concerned by that phrase, "We are the experts." Aren't scientists the experts?
Well, I think obviously scientists are the experts. I think Rick was using some license there. We consult, obviously, with scientists. Our story this week is informed by months of research and reporting by Brian Walsh, who is a distinguished and extremely knowledgeable environmental journalist, not a scientist, but a journalist. And we obviously believe that the conclusions that he reaches based on his reporting are ones that are closely defended by the science.
Ramesh Ratnasar, the deputy managing editor of Time Magazine, is with us on the opinion page this week. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go to Ryan. Ryan with us from Exeter. Exeter in New Hampshire. Excuse me. Ryan, you there? I guess Ryan has left us, in which case let's go to, this is Joseph. Joseph with us from Northampton in Massachusetts.
Hi, how are you?
Go ahead. I'm fine. Thank you.
Yeah, it was just a quick comment. I'm also a veteran with the Global War on Terrorism. I got out a few years ago. And I haven't read the article yet in Time, but knowing that a picture is worth a thousand words, it just seems to me that Time is trying to put it out in the forefront that the American military-industrial complex isn't working, and that it would be nice if we kind of flipped it on our heads and started planting trees instead of fighting wars for resources.
So obviously, you're not offended by this.
Absolutely not. I proudly served this country and did my duty, but I also feel like it's unconscionable what we're doing over there at the same time. So, and I think that one of the most important things for us Americans to get back on our feet, you know, economics and otherwise, is to start, looking at some of the bigger problems that we have here, you know.
Thanks, Joseph.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Let's talk now with Aaron. Aaron with us from San Antonio, Texas.
Hi there. I just wanted to comment briefly that I think for too long the ideal of objectivity has led people to give way too much weight to the climate change naysayers.
Would you agree with that, Ramesh Ratnasar?
I think there has been a tendency in the media to. I think there is a tendency to try to balance out any claim on one side with a counterclaim on the other. I don't necessarily believe that that has given undue attention to skeptics of the climate change issue. I think there's a consensus in this country. I think all three presidential candidates and the current administration all basically agree on the fundamental fact that the Earth is getting warmer, and this has consequences for us and for people around the world. So I think
they don't necessarily agree on the cause of that warming.
They don't necessarily agree on the cause. in detail, and they probably don't agree on the remedy. But I think that the consensus has got to a point where I think Americans on both sides of the aisle and in both parties essentially accept that climate change is happening.
I'd agree. I mean, that there's a consensus that there's climate change, but I think that that too much attention is, you know, has certainly been given over time to the idea that it's not human caused, or that if it is, there's nothing we can do about it, and that maybe instead, oh well, we'll try and not grow our emissions so much until 2050, when the global consensus is that we need to start reducing, and we had better get about it quick.
Aaron, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Ramesh Ratnasar, thank you for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Ramesh Ratnasar, Deputy Managing Editor of Time Magazine, and we were speaking about their cover story and their cover dedicated to the issue of global warming. There were objections by some veterans of the Battle of Iwo Jima during World War II of the use of the iconic Joe Rosenthal photograph of the second flag raising on Mount Suribachi on the cover, with the flag replaced by a tree, and also questions about whether the cover story was journalism or advocacy. If you'd like to take a look at it, excuse me. Tomorrow is the 38th anniversary of Earth Day. We'll look back at NPR's Climate Connection series, so join us at that time. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.